Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.
Steve, can I just keep saying it all show? I don't know how to handle this. It's so exciting. I want to always say it. Can I say it again?
Yeah.
Fifi's pregnant.
Yes, having a baby. And it's so funny because Fev is never sick, never takes a day off.
No.
And he called me last night. I thought he was calling me about my announcement. Mind you, he knew. Obviously, you guys all knew.
Yeah.
But when he was like, you know, obviously he wasn't well, he wasn't going to be coming in. And I went, this is amazing. This, I think, is vasectomy related. Because think about it. The poor thing, he's gone, I'm done, babies, pregnant women, I'm done, I'm getting the snip, it's over. Has that on Thursday. Monday, so we're having a baby.
This could be stress leave. That's what it could be. I mean, it's a personal
might
matter.
Need it.
Now, look, coming up, and by popular demand, because we only played this late in the show on Friday, you will hear Fev getting the snip as part of the snip club. It was quite a day. So we'll play that at about 6:45 this morning.
And he's obviously quite tender still.
Oh, he could well be. Leon, do we know? I think there was talk of Fev playing a celebrity soccer match over the weekend. Do we?
Yeah, I heard about that. I saw a few things on his socials. He was playing with Rob Mills at Amy Park Stadium.
Right.
I thought he was with George Columbaris.
George was
there. I think it was George's team. I think he might have been the captain. I don't know.
Right.
I hope George was there.
Okay. I think there was the guy that played soccer for Japan in the World Cup, Honda, was playing. Like, he was playing against some actual good players,
really?
As well. Whether that was, along with the vasectomy, complicated.
Well, we'll find out all.
Right.
We will find out everything.
Yeah.
But he's missed today.
We miss you, Fev. What a day to
choose.
And
I know he's really missing being around another pregnant woman.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev should be back on deck tomorrow. It is very unusual for Fev to miss a day. Trust us, it's a very good reason for Fev to miss a day. But gee, it is unfortunate timing, Fev, given what has been announced this morning on the show.
Yes, I am having a baby. A little baby box. Another one's on its way. I'm very, very excited.
Everyone's so excited for you.
I did put a post on my Instagram last night, and I've been overwhelmed by the messages of support, the love. God, you know, I just can't believe how kind and generous people are at a time in, like, for me and my family and my close friends, it's jubilation, it's excitement. But, you know, when it comes from other places, you just start to think, you know, it's just overwhelming. It really is.
Well,
so thank you so much for everybody who's reached out to me.
More overwhelming after 8 when we get into the real juicy details of all of it. So
yeah,
that will be happening a bit later
the juicy
in the show.
Details.
Absolutely. You don't get it. You can't be on this show and not give all the juicy details.
I will explain everything.
Right. So that's after 8. Now, look, there were some clues. Now that we look back and we retrace our steps, there were definitely, and the whole team have worked on building this this audio case to put forward.
It was a tough trimester, and I needed lots of help to get through it.
Now, it starts with the cravings, and these, by any standards, were unusual cravings, and there were plenty of them. And what the hell are you doing, Boxy? What's that you've got?
It's a Pepsi. The Nando's mornings are probably my favourite. I mean, imagine if this morning was a Nando's morning.
$10,000
opened earlier, Nando's.
Okay, pass that on to them.
You know me with a buffet. I love a buffet. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yep.
Some dimmies.
Dimmies with
yum.
Soy sauce.
Yeah, a lot of dimmies.
Ooh, anyway.
Cool, fried.
A lot of food and beer chat.
What the hell is Fife eating?
Byron, I'll unpack this for you. She sat down. She looks great. Hair looks immaculate. Then she pulls out a 1990s Pizza Hut delivery Mountain Dew, skulls it, and then pulls out some pikelets.
I am the first to admit.
Yeah.
As much as I was praying and you know, desperate for this to work, and I've been so successful and I've fallen pregnant,
yeah.
I'm not a good pregnant woman. I don't do it well.
Yeah.
I'm a mess.
It's not just the cravings.
I can't eat.
A lot of emotions that
fly
around.
Well, yeah, the emotions. And that's a funny one too. So, you know, I've had a few people message me and they reckon they are on to me because I am so hormonal. And this happened when I was pregnant with Trixie. In fact, one person sent me a message last night saying, I knew it because you've been crying a lot lately. And back when you were pregnant with Trixie, that unforgettable interview with Pink, when I burst out crying and Pink had to console me.
She had to console you in the middle of an interview with her.
Yes, but they're pregnancy hormones.
Yeah. Anyway, so this was, yes, that happened. And she did see the signs because there's several examples here of your emotional state over the last couple of months, including this one. I believe this was around Trixie's first day of school.
Oh,
let's have
that was
a
hard.
Listen.
Wow. Oh, I just don't want it to happen.
No, it's
no,
pretty
I
hard.
No, I really don't want her to go to school.
She's legitimately crying.
Making me cry.
Oh, Fiona, you've made her cry.
I really don't want her to go to school, Fiona.
Oh. Everyone.
So that was that. Then the morning that you actually took her to school, Feb and I did the show. We then called you when you were on your way to drop Trixie off, and this was also very emotional. I must admit, we didn't help because we did play you an emotional montage, basically of your whole history with Trixie that played out on the show, and then that had this effect.
There we go for
there you.
There
you go, Boxy.
What are you doing to me?
We thought it might help.
Oh my, what have we just done? It's made it so much worse.
Yeah.
It didn't stop, did
that
it?
Wasn't enough. No, okay. We then gave you a very emotional poem to read on air.
This is almost cruel what you were doing to me.
This was again centred around letting Trixie go, let her go to school, let her grow up.
I wonder if you understand how hard it is to let you grow. On this day, no, my heart breaks as I learn to let you go.
It's a mess. It's a horrible
what
mess.
What is that poem?
It's beautiful.
Oh, no. How much longer have I got to stay here?
We probably shouldn't have done that last
you
one.
You shouldn't have done it again.
Sure. Plenty of well wishes are coming through as well on Instagram, and some of our mates from different shows that you're involved in have got some messages they've left after this.
Yeah, it's all happening. Nice.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Hey, Byron, I know we're doing lots of pregnancy baby chat this morning, but I might just break it up by quickly updating you on something.
I bet I know. This is your favourite topic. I know exactly what area of current affairs you're going to go into.
No, because look,
because you're obsessed.
Yes, and I am pregnant, and I'm excited,
and congratulations.
I'm in that absolute bubble of joy and excitement and that love bubble. And I'm also pregnant at the same time as a royal. Now, Meghan Markle, what? I mean, look, you'd argue she sort of got it all: famous Hollywood actress, married Prince Harry, living the life of a princess.
She just
over
does
in UK.
Have it all. Yeah, you wouldn't even argue.
But gee, this is getting messier, Byron. You know the big fallout with her family.
Oh no, she doesn't have it all. Good point.
No,
there's the dad.
It's turned. So I even recently had been thinking to myself, she's got to how a royal aide or somebody in Buckingham Palace hadn't fixed the rift with her father, because it doesn't look good.
It was a mess.
He comes out publicly constantly saying, I haven't heard from her, she won't return my calls, we haven't spoken since before she got married.
He was meant to walk her down the aisle. That didn't happen.
Yes. Now, he has over the weekend released a letter she sent him, and it is heartbreaking.
What's he doing?
I know. I feel like this is a really happy day. Shall I share this? This will make me cry again.
Oh, God.
So he released a letter, and this is what she wrote to him. And I think this would have been in reference to, remember he set up paparazzi shots and he started talking to the press.
Oh, it was disgusting.
She said, Dear Daddy, it is with a heavy heart that I write this, not understanding why you have chosen to take this path, turning a blind eye to the pain you're causing. Your actions have broken my heart into a million pieces, not simply because you have manufactured such unnecessary and unwarranted pain, but by making the choice to not tell the truth as you are puppeteered in. I wonder if she really wrote this.
It's very well written, isn't it?
You guys wrote it. Something I will never understand. You've told the press that you called me to say you weren't coming to the wedding. That didn't happen because you never called. So glad I'm hearing her side of the story.
Yeah.
Because the way he was saying it, I actually thought, how could you not return your dad's call?
Has that low life, and I think we can call him that at this point. Did he sell that?
I don't know.
We're not sure.
He's leaked it.
Oh, yuck.
It's leaking worse than the Titanic, the Markle family. And that's just, the poor thing, she's pregnant. This is her first baby. She's going through this amazing time in her life. She's got to live in the public eye. And the Markles, they're so grubby. Grubby, grubby, grubby.
You're right. That was just a depressing story.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm having a baby.
101.9 The Fox.
Fev, of all days, this was tough timing, but Fev, and it needs to be very important for Fev to not be on the show. He will be back tomorrow. Fev is not here on the show today, Fev, but this was just a massive, massive bit of news that you shared with everyone last night on your Instagram.
Yes, I did. I made the announcement that I'm having a baby. And I said we're having a baby because it's true. It's Trixie and I together. It's our little family that it's expanding, and I'm going to reveal all the details, not reveal, but talk it all through a bit later in the show.
Yeah, after 8 we'll do that.
But yeah, it's just been a really overwhelming, because when you when you've not told anyone, and I didn't tell anyone for a while because for lots of reasons, you know, you you get nervous, and I particularly I hadn't necessarily been given good chances, so mm-hmm. I was the whole time thinking, is this really happening? And I was so sick, so I've taken so long to make the announcement, but I've just. So happy and so grateful to all the people who have been reaching out to me. Thank you.
And I know, obviously, family around you who were fantastic the first time around are going to be just as brilliant this time around. The family here of the radio show, we're all very happy for you.
Yeah, you're all my family.
And also a bunch of mates who are involved in your other show there, The Project on 10, and obviously here at the radio station. They've left some messages for you as well, Fifi.
That's nice.
Including our good mate, Tommy Little.
Fifi, you gorgeous woman. I just want to say congratulations. Another bit of Fifi in the world is the best thing that could possibly happen to this world. And whether or not you want to tell people that I'm the dad, I mean, that is totally up to you. I'm going to leave that ball in your court, but I just want to say congratulations. Show baby, you go.
Show baby. Go. Do you know what's so funny? And like the number of people who did write me messages going, why didn't you get Tommy? Tommy could have been a donor. So that would have been a fun radio baby.
Excellent. Dave Hughes.
Hey, Fifi, just heard the news and the Hughes family are excited, aren't we, Bubbles? What do we say, guys?
Congratulations,
Fifi. It's bath time here.
She even did the show jingle. That was excellent.
So cute.
Very well
thanks,
trained.
Thanks, Hughesy.
And, of course, Pete Hellier at the project too. We love Pete. They even filled friend. In for you when you were mysteriously sick at the end of last year. I wonder why.
I know. Poor Pete had no idea I had morning sickness, and he kept messaging me going, oh, this flu sounds terrible.
Here we go.
Congratulations. You know how thrilled I am for you and for Trixie and for Feb to have somebody to relate to finally. A newborn baby. Congratulations. I can't wait to see the new box. I hope that didn't... Did that sound... You know what I mean.
He was also, I think, disappointed he didn't make the announcement on the project. He would have preferred that. It's a bit of an exclusive for them.
I know. Well, it was one of those things that I had to... Byron, you've been watching me walk around. If I didn't hurry up and do that announcement yesterday, I mean, people were going to think I'd had a seriously massive blowout at Christmas.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox. Feb will be back tomorrow. He is not able to be on the show today, and it was unfortunate timing because Feef has announced that she's pregnant. We'll get to all of that after 8 o'clock.
I think that after he had his vasectomy, it's taking a while to process he's having another baby. Now, of course, a show baby. Now, can we talk Married at First Sight for a second?
Please.
It's funny, Byron, after last year's series, and I'd never watched it before, and I didn't watch it last year, but it was just like everyone got into it, and these couples and these people who were on the show it was so outrageous. I thought to myself, well, there's no way that anyone who's applying to be on this show, that they'll have learnt.
Right.
They'll have learnt from the poor behaviour last series mm-hmm. to maybe curb it. Well, no, we must talk Innes and Bronson.
Yeah.
Because that obviously blew up last night and they had a brutal fight. I mean, that was so uncomfortable.
They've been dysfunctional they're a disaster.
I don't know how they got put together. And I know a lot of people are thinking that. But now, obviously, Innes is coming out as the bad girl, and rightly so. I don't get it. I actually really feel
he
for Bronson.
He seems fine.
Bronson's applied to come on this show and is, you know, in the spirit of looking for love, and this woman is just tearing him apart. Yeah. And I was reading on the weekend, he's actually got a bit of a sad story. He's lived through some terrible pain and you know, horrible, tragic family circumstances.
Oh,
and he's got this woman who, anyway, let's just hear a grab of how bad and toxic it got last night when they were talking to the counsellor.
This is not good, so why, are you so happy?
Oh, no, I'm miserable. Absolutely miserable. Try to touch your hand, I'll get shut down.
I don't want him touching me. I don't want him, in the same room as me.
When we did the questionnaire thing, Innes was amazing that night, really amazing. I loved her pieces that night. Next morning, the Hulk come out. Straight back to I'm not calling her I'm saying she acts like a
Wow.
I don't think this could get any worse.
Now, he got into trouble. See, Mel, one of the psychologists, she had a go at him because of the language he was using. And I agree. I don't appreciate that language either.
Sure. It was one of the worst words you can use.
But if you listen back to that, he was trying to
probably
be positive. He was trying to be positive. He was saying, I try to touch her hand. I thought she was amazing that night. He's actually going, he's on the front foot trying to meet her halfway and be positive.
No.
And she's just slammed down. Now, what's interesting is I find it amazing that they're going to continue that relationship.
Why bother?
And they are being put in. They're staying together for another week.
Just rip the, well, probably because it's good television, but just rip the Band-Aid off. They're clearly not, they're not suited. Stop.
I know, Byron, but they've got to go through intensive therapy with the experts. Now, okay. Do you know what fascinates me here? And I am going to say this. I obviously these two don't end up together, but stranger things have happened.
Reckon?
No, I can, and I don't want to give too much away, but I am aware of in my personal social group.
Yes,
I've watched some of my friends. I've watched their relationships break down so badly. I mean, I'm talking liquidated assets.
Oh God!
Police called in. Ooh. All sorts of issues, and you just go, "Oh, that is done."
Well, they're done.
And then they're back together. You just think, you know, stranger things have happened than people coming back from the absolute brink.
Okay.
And in fact, 131060, if anyone's listening and can maybe give us some hope for Innes and Bronson, have you gotten to the point, War of the Roses, absolutely hate each other, it's gone as toxic as possible, but you've turned it around.
Well, hopefully that'd be some good news, and maybe Bronson and Innes could be listening to this and take a bit of heart from it, bit of positivity.
Innes isn't listening because I haven't said anything particularly lovely.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Well, we were pointing to this time, Fief. We said this was our moment. Well, more your moment. In fact, your moment.
Thank you, Byron. Yes, it's official. I am pregnant.
Having team are going crazy in here, Fief. Congratulations, doll.
Thank you, Byron. Oh, it's so good to finally say it.
Oh.
Because it's been such a long journey for me and obviously people close to me and my family. But, to finally be able to just breathe out, exhale, yes.
Not a bad bump.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty good. Well, they always say the second pops faster. Whoa, this one popped very quickly. But I just wanted to firstly say a big thank you. I did post this announcement last night on Instagram, and I was just overwhelmed with the love, the support. Honestly, I was a teary mess. I was an ugly teary mess. I was crying all night because I couldn't believe how generous people are and how much they touched me. And obviously for my little family, I mean, Trixie and I are just beyond excited. You know, she can't believe this. In fact, she thinks it should hurry up before her birthday, but I've tried to explain that pregnancy is a process.
Well, birds and the bees is tough at five, isn't it?
I know it is. But she's been so good, so amazing. And look, I guess there's people wondering how I got pregnant.
Well, I didn't want to ask
some questions.
You ask yourself that because it sounds a bit rude. I mean, I know how, but
I know.
It just sounds weird to ask it. But it's great. I love all this.
I know. And you've been wonderful and very supportive. And so is Fev, who isn't here this morning. Yes, he had a vasectomy a week ago, so this is probably a shock to him. But look, my IVF journey started a couple of years ago. I knew I wanted to expand my little family and my love for Trixie, and I thought, well, what a blessing it would be for her to have a sibling. So I went to an IVF specialist, Dr. Samir Jatka, who was amazing and so incredible. And he a few years ago, we started egg retrieval. So I started freezing my eggs and went through that process. And then last year, with the help of a donor, I went about falling pregnant.
Wow.
And it happened. And I am, you know, I said this in my message last night, and I do mean it. I'm so lucky and blessed because even just being part of the IVF process and going to the clinic, you know, I could see the heartbreak and so many women and couples on really heartbreaking journeys with IVF. And I had a very slim chance of having a successful pregnancy. In fact, I was given about 7% chance of this being successful. So it's been a really tough pregnancy with the first trimester because not only, as you are well aware, I don't do pregnancy well.
Not great.
Not great. And I've been so sick. And for people who were aware that I was sicker and not at work at the end of last year, I was in hospital on a drip. And I suffer from hyperemesis gravidarum, which is a very debilitating form of morning sickness. Kate Middleton went and got it, and now apparently I'm just copying her. But yeah,
so unoriginal, it's the royal with the sicknesses thing that you develop.
Exactly,
yeah.
It's the royal sickness. But it was so debilitating that it really didn't allow me to experience that joy. And I think for any women who have struggled to fall pregnant and know that it's a high risk pregnancy, you really don't relax and you really don't let it sink in.
Yeah.
So I've been so lucky to I've completed lots of tests and scans that have told me and assured me that we've got a really healthy baby this on the way.
It takes a lot to get you, because jokes aside, you are the professional of this show. So for you to stay away from the show for that long was tough, and it was tough for you. You couldn't tell us why.
No,
and it was a few weeks, and it was difficult for us, and we managed. But this is incredible. Some weird cravings will continue, I'm sure.
Yes.
We certainly saw them the first time. You also have an obsession with laying on beanbags when you're pregnant.
Yeah, I really don't do pregnancy well.
Sure.
But look, that said, I am so grateful and so blessed, and I just want to say again thank you so much to everybody, and particularly my really good friends and my family who have been so supportive, and obviously a big shout out to my little girl who is everything to me, and to get to experience motherhood again, and already my heart's exploding because the love is already there for this little angel as he or she is kicking around.
Correct.
Inside me.
And you know, one thing that's interesting, how quickly you move on. You've already forgotten your dog, so that's fine.
And Lizzie, no, my puppy.
That dog was so important
puppy,
up until now.
Lizzie was writing the Insta post. She was all over that.
Did you tag her to get us some traction? What we'll do, we'll open the phones. This is just an amazing bit of news, not just for Fief, but for our whole show, because we are like a family here. Let's open the phones as well if you want to have a word with Fief. Our number is 13 1060. It's Fief, Evan, Byron on the Fox. What a great morning for everyone.
Aww.
We're having a baby. We're having a baby.
101.9 The Fox.
It is a massive show. Fief, with a huge announcement last night on Instagram. We couldn't be happier for you.
Thank you, Byron. I know I did. I've been keeping it to myself, and to be given the green light from my obstetrician and told you have a healthy bubba growing inside you, it was such a big revelation.
Well, and a big bump that you've been hiding. In fact, go to Fief Byron for the picture of the three of us together. It's a beautiful bump.
Thank
and
you,
it's been
Byron.
Hidden.
You're getting a bit too close to it, by the way.
Okay,
too,
sorry about that. I looked like probably too inappropriately close.
But I was. I did want to thank everybody, and again, people have been calling through. Thank you so much, Tanya in Merndah. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Fifi. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Tan.
That's awesome. Awesome. Hey, I did message you on Instagram last night, but what I wanted to say was that if you're craving cake, I'm here for you.
Oh,
so I am a mum of two, and I've just recently started baking, and I do that part-time as a hobby. So if you need cake, let me know. I'm there. I'll have any cake you want, any flavour, size, whatever.
Oh, what an offer. I know Feb
will
also.
Do you want to move in, Tanya?
Yeah,
that would be so good.
Yeah, I'll move in.
Bring
no
the
problem.
Kids.
The whole team would be interested
in
that.
I love that.
Well done.
It's so nice. And Tanya, thank you for saying that. I will get back. I got about nearly 3,000 messages last night on Insta, so I will eventually get back to people, but
absolutely.
It did overwhelm. Do you know what I did too? Hmm. I uploaded the post. And I put the phone down and walked away. Because when you make an announcement like that, you go, oh, gosh, how's this going to go
down?
Just
a tiny bit of anxiety.
And I just walked away.
Yeah,
so I came back an hour later and went, whoa, people are just so wonderful. They're so lovely. Thank you, Tanya. John in Springvale. Hey, John.
G'day. How you going?
Yeah, good, John. Good. Really good today. Today's a good day.
congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I was actually going to ring last week, but I didn't want to be rude because when you were talking about taking Trixie to school and you were crying, I thought, I had a gut feeling that you were pregnant because I thought you haven't cried like that since you spoke to Pink.
That is so, John, it is so true. Like, it's funny. I'm glad you, because you're not the only one. A couple of others like you who know me well and were there for that pregnancy were on to me as well. I get really emotional with pregnancy.
John, Fief was in tears about three times across the span of about 4 days on this show. So
I'll start crying again now.
That was the giveaway. Very observant from John.
But I am also very sad about my daughter starting prep.
Well,
but they were genuine tears.
Absolutely. Although now, I mean, I think the nice thing is Trixie can perhaps grow up as a normal girl, knowing there's another one on the way.
It definitely takes the pressure off her. Donna, thank you, John. That's
otherwise, she was being homeschooled for the rest of her life.
Yeah, I was never letting her go. Donna in Ascot Vale. Hey, Donna.
Hi. I'm so excited for you. We have a 6-year blood, sweat and tears IVF journey. I'm going to get teary talking about it.
Oh, so
am I,
Donna.
And I've got two beautiful girls, 10 and 12, and when I can relate to every bit of that. in that I did not freeze until I saw that little face out. Oh, and I tell you what, it was just such a gift. They're such gifts, and I'm so happy for you because it is just, it's a journey that I don't think anyone realises.
No, Donna, and that's why I almost feel guilty in some ways because you're making me emotional now. I'd be in the IVF clinic and you'd see women and men, you know, couples crying and they'd be going through a really tough time. And at one stage I had to give a woman some tissues and I thought, how heartbreaking is this journey? It's often a private journey. And you're right, when I found out I was pregnant, I didn't let it sink in at first because I thought, you know, don't count your eggs and we're still at the start of this journey. And I do, Donna, feel a little bit guilty because I know that not everybody gets this lucky. So thank you for sharing that.
Thanks, Donna. Yeah. We really appreciate that, Donna. And look, to lighten the mood slightly, there was a nice moment when Fev was informed of this news. And the way we did this, Fief, is you got Trixie to sort of take Fev aside, and we thought this might be a bit of fun for Trixie to let Fev know the news.
I did. I thought, you know, Uncle Fev should find out, and Trixie wanted to tell him. Before you play this, I have to point out, Trixie has a tendency of whispering when she's breaking news, right. So you might have to really struggle to hear her, but I think you'll gauge Fev's reaction.
Have you got something you want to tell Fev?
What? She's having a baby? Oh, my God.
Where's Mummy's baby?
In the tummy. Are you really?
Oh,
no. That's amazing. I'm thinking, what's Fifi sitting here for? We're going to have a little brother or sister.
It was actually beautiful, and to see the pride on Trixie's face as she did whisper that news, although that wasn't ideal for radio that she whispered, she was so proud. It's such a beautiful thing.
I know, and Fev and I are going to have babies together.
Yay! you can check out, that's a really nice little moment, and that's actually up on our Instagram right now as Trixie lets Fev know the news. Fifi, Fev Byron on Instagram.
1019 The Fox.
Fifi's having a baby.
Thank you, Byron, I am, and I have noticed a couple of messages on Instagram suggesting that you should have been the donor, which is interesting.
There was that awkward chat I had with your mother over dinner once when you excused yourself to the bathroom several years ago and she offered me that opportunity.
I know.
Which was weird.
Thank you, Pearl.
Now, we have on the line, you've had so many mates drop us a line during the show or leave messages of support and love. Carrie Bickmore, your good buddy, is on the phone, Fief.
Oh, hi, Carrie.
Hello. I heard you just say wee baby there, Byron. Don't do what Tommy did and become a show baby.
Okay? No, sure.
Soon you'll be in a bloody photo shoot with your legs apart and, you know, birthing Byron.
Oh, yeah. That picture went viral. We've got to be careful of that stuff.
Now, you know, Carrie, I haven't told Byron this, but see, Carrie has been in on this the whole time. And I was freaking out yesterday afternoon, wasn't I? Before I posted it.
Right.
I was having a meltdown.
You have been through, watching the last few months, I swear to God, I was worried there was going to be a point where you wouldn't actually get to enjoy your news, enjoy what's going through, you know, what's happening with you, because you were so sick and you were just so, like, it's just such a stressful time, I reckon. And I think I just seeing you write to me yesterday and put that post out there and seeing you finally happy, I think has been the best thing because it's happening and it's amazing. Going
to be amazing. Oh, no, we're going to have babies together.
Yay.
Although I'm still cleaning up after our playdate Friday night where our other current babies destroyed the joint.
I've never seen anything like it. So Byron, Carrie and I, we were chatting probably for an hour and we could hear them in the other room giggling.
All right.
And then
how sweet they're playing together.
Aren't they gorgeous? My daughter has never torn someone's house apart. I'm still mortified. They took every sheet off all the beds.
They took their mattress off the bed. They're four and what?
You'd expect that behaviour.
Four and five.
You'd expect that behaviour from Lizzie Rosie Cookie Box, your cavoodle.
Went into Carrie's wardrobe and took every dress down because they were getting ready for a wedding and they needed to wear Carrie's dresses.
Wow.
I was mortified.
Now there's going to be two of them reaping havoc.
I know.
No, but you know what, on a serious note, that's what makes me so excited and so happy because, you know, Fief is the most beautiful, beautiful friend. And you said, Fief, in your post that being a mum is everything to you. And I will second that, watching you with...
I've got EBC 67 bar
addiction. Look, it's been a tough.
It's going to make me cry.
There's been a lot of tears, Carrie, on this show as well. I mean, I've got about one of about 10 different audio grabs I could play, but this was just one of many moments where Fief. Well, in hindsight, we probably could have guessed she was a bit hormonal.
Oh, I just don't want it to happen.
No, it's
really hard. Don't want her to go to school.
She's legitimately crying.
Making me cry.
Oh, Fiona, you've made her cry.
I really don't want her to go to school, Fiona.
Oh.
I'm very emotional a lot of the time.
I think it's because it has been like you two against the world for so long, and it's so beautiful that no wonder you were sad her going to school. I watch you with Trixie and I think, my God, I wish I could have half the patience you have and half the love you have. Like, even when they were pulling the joint apart and I was screaming at them, you were so calm. And I was like, how do you do that?
Well, thank you. No, that means so much.
It's three of you against the world.
Thank you.
That's
so
beautiful.
Much. You've
Carrie.
Been amazing. Thank you. You've been through all that really tough stuff with me, so I appreciate that too.
Oh, I'm just glad you're feeling better. You're not chucking up your brekkie.
No, I've had an egg and bacon wrap this morning. I'm back on fire.
Thanks, Carrie. Your pikelets are on the way in too.
101.9 The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
We were given a clue by our executive producer, Leon Shergren, on Friday that was meant to help make it easier. It was one of the most disappointing clues.
And we thought we'd get a new one today, and he's delaying that a few days. The power has definitely gone to your head, Leon.
It has. But I'm giving an extra guess.
Yeah, well, you are. You're going to give three guesses today. Okay. You're in the studio. Usually you have to stay out there and press the button. That's
just adding to my power trip.
That's a rule Fev has. Yeah. Now, because Fev's not here today, welcome to the studio.
It's very generous. I don't think it should happen again. Here is the actual secret sound, guys.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay, so for $50,000, Samantha in Gisborne. Hey, Sam.
Hi.
Sam, what do you think the secret sound is?
Oh, I think it's when you push your silver button on your key for your car and it flicks the key out.
Oh, I know that's it. Yes, can I hear that again?
Okay, let's just imagine that now and hear the sound in a whole new unit of time.
Oh, I know that sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good guess because I don't think I've seen this before. We've had this guess before.
Ooh,
Leon, how do you feel about Samantha's guess?
Hang on.
He's brought his key out. He's actually
doing it. I've got my key. Ready?
Okay, do it.
No, that's disappointing.
Yeah, no, Samantha, it's not the secret sound.
No, it's not the secret sound. Never try and reenact a sound. Ever again. That was horrible.
Melanie in Shirtside Park. Hey, Melanie.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Mel. Now, you have the chance to walk away with $50,000 if you know what this sound is. What do you think it is?
So this is my second option that I'm going for here because the first one was already taken. I didn't realise.
Okay.
So I really had to quickly think of something. I think it may be similar to the first person, but unlocking a car.
Unlocking a car.
Ooh,
yes, damn. Like pressing your unlock button.
Okay, so pressing the unlock button. So are you talking about the lock popping up or is it the button pressing down?
Ooh.
I need a little bit more information.
Like when you lock the car, the sound that the locks make.
Okay.
So the physical locks
Sorry,
on the doors.
At the moment as
no,
well.
You're doing
no,
great,
fine.
Mel, and you're under pressure here. And
Leon,
to...
do you want to head down to the garage and record what it sounds like and then come back up?
Don't need to. It's not the secret sound.
Right, there we go. It's not.
Sorry,
Mel. And finally, because we got to take three guesses this morning, Rachel from Narre Warren South. Hey, Rach.
Hello.
Rach,
yes?
You are on the line for $50,000.
Yes.
What do you think this sound is?
I think the sound is pushing a button on a pedestrian crossing.
Oh.
Okay, the round circle.
I know that, the clang, clang. Yeah.
It's not a cling,
it's
cling.
It's not a cling, cling, is it? Okay. Leon?
Rach, did you hear my clue?
Yes, it moves fast.
Got to move fast.
So you like the clue, did you?
Beg your pardon?
Did you like the clue?
I loved the clue, yes.
Thank you. It's not the secret.
He just wants to be commended on his clues. He's needy, isn't he? And I don't know about the three. I reckon it drags on a bit. I reckon two tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway. Of
now,
course.
When are we getting the guess, Leon? When are you going to give us another clue?
Couple of days, maybe.
Oh, God.
Hey, Wednesday?
I reckon Fev will come in tomorrow and sort you out.
I didn't want it to overshadow your announcement.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Leon.
101.9, The Fox.
Now, Ali Ochin, former bachelorette. Oh, does pregnancy brain affect the way you speak sometimes?
Baby brain.
Baby brain, Ali Ochin. A lot's happening with her at the moment because she's moved to Melbourne with Tate. the guy she met on The Bachelorette. Right, and that seems to be going well because there were rumours that... Well, always a rumor. Gosh, I can't believe I'm one that shouldn't comment on rumours.
You of all people.
Enough go around about me. But anyway, they seem to be going strong. So she's moved to Melbourne to be with him and left her job. And I think people have been asking her, what are you going to do?
Right.
And she revealed on Insta that she's pursuing a singing career.
Well, why not?
Now, well, it's interesting because remember she did that commercial that promoted the season she was on of The Bachelorette and she was singing and there was a little bit of criticism about her performance. I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, how many heartaches must I say? That's a big song to take on. Well, it is a big song. And the poor thing, look, I give her an A for effort and 10 out of 10 for bravery because that's a big thing to do on national television.
That wasn't horrific.
No, it was fine. But you know, it was also might have been rushed. So anyway, she's and this is an exclusive for this show. I have some audio of Ali singing. She's working on her singing career.
Okay. When you say exclusive, it's I think it was exclusive on her Instagram.
Yeah, she put up on her Instagram and now I've exclusively got it for our show. I don't think this is bad. Let's have a listen. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong. And you finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
So she, come on, Ali from The Bachelorette.
Karen, it's really good.
Okay.
Like, I am genuinely floored.
Right.
Because I heard that commercial ad and yep. I was like, oh, you know, we all give singing a go. That's a tough song. Mariah Carey's Hero.
Right, it's nice to get good feedback. What would worry me if I was Ali? Was that you also once attended a concert that was widely panned as the worst concert of all time. It was Whitney Houston. What did you say about a concert that was widely panned and people wanted their money back?
I thought it was the best concert I've ever seen.
Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.